The following podcast is brought to you by the new AT&T.
Welcome back to the official Lost Podcast. I'm your host, Chris. This week it's a short podcast. Because of scheduling and production, we are not able to bring you anyone from the writing side of things. Instead, we'll be talking about tattoos. Some people have them. Some people don't, but there's always a story behind them. Last year, we ran an interview with Matthew Fox where he revealed some of his own personal motivations in getting a tattoo. Today, in honor of Jack's tats, we'll go back and re-listen to that story. And next week, we'll return with another podcast to recap Trisha Tanaka is Dead. That episode, of course, airs February 28th, Wednesday from 10 to 11 p.m. on ABC and will be available the next day at abc.com.
I was just reading your tattoos. The five and the stars are very cute, but the Chinese, I find a bit ironic.
You find what ironic?
What it says. You do know what it says.
Yeah. I know what it says.
When I was cast in Lost, I remember talking to JJ and Damon about the tattoos and wondering whether or not that every day I was walking around this island, whether I was going to have to do tattoo coverage. And they thought it was a really cool idea that, and I think it's very interesting as well. I mean, it's not something that you would normally think that a spinal surgeon and with sort of Jack's background that he would have gone through a period where he did that, but I think it makes for a really interesting story. That's what tattoo for me is really about, is sort of memories or ideas or moments or events in my life that are very, very important, and I think things that I want to make a part of me. And so I imagine Jack probably approached it the same way, and so finding out what they mean to Jack Shepherd is going to be really interesting. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling that the sort of the next chapter in his backstory after what's happened with him and Sarah will involve him probably spinning out pretty badly and going to a fairly dark part of himself at some point. And I think that the tattoos that Jack Shepherd has will have something to do with that period of his life.
Who am I?
You're a leader, a great man. But this makes you lonely and frightened and angry.
Good. Now put it on me.
You know, tattooing for me it's a pretty intense experience. Again, I mean, I've never done any tattoo that was just a spur-of-the-moment thing. I've never done anything that was just aesthetic. Some of them I've drawn myself. Some of them I've had custom given ideas to other artists that have drawn them and then applied them. And so they are they're a long process for me. I spend a lot of time when I decide that I want to take something in my life and have it represented on my body in some sort of art, you know, form. It's a really long and fairly intense process. So yeah, I do enjoy it though.
He walks amongst us, but he is not one of us. Your tattoos, that's what they say.
That's what they say. It's not what they mean.
That's all we have for this week. Thanks for joining us. Next time, we'll hear from more actors, including Jorge Garcia and Daniel Day-Kemp, about their experiences being the cool kids on the bus. Until then, you can feed all your Lost cravings by going to abc.com, where you can stream episodes of Lost, Grey's Anatomy, and Ugly Betty. Trisha Tanaka's Dead airs Wednesday, February 28th from 10 to 11 p.m., only on ABC.
This is- is for Mac McKinney. Mac, your chance has passed to play professional ball, but you can live vicariously through Vince Young's rookie year. You've obviously seen how he plays. Now see how he lives with AT&T Home Turf. Just go online to attblueroom.com/sports for exclusive access into your favorite athletes' worlds. See inside Vince's home and check out the AT&T technology that keeps him connected. So that's Mac's world. For everyone who's not Mac, if we can deliver his favorite quarterback to him, we've got what it takes to deliver your favorite athletes to you. The new AT&T. Your world delivered.